Juan could call it fate.
It's like everything is unraveling how I wanted to unravel. It's like I always said I wanted to finish my career in Buffalo, and I think that's what I'm going to do.
Bills wide receiver Mike Williams is originally from Buffalo. He played college ball at Syracuse and began his NFL career in 2010 when he was drafted by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And now, a few years later, he's back.
It's kind of always been my dream. I tell Namon Roosevelt all the time, he lived my dream by going to play for the Bulls, and he got picked up by Buffalo his first year. So it was my dream to always play for Buffalo, so it's kind of surreal right now.
The key word to this story is familiar. Not only is Williams back in his hometown where he's close to family and friends, but he's also close to coaches who he's known for years, head coach Doug Marrone and assistant strength and conditioning coach Hal Luther.
It's kind of a great opportunity, I think, because I got the same coaches from Syracuse, guys I'm familiar with, family in the stands, son here. So it's kind of a great opportunity for me to succeed in a place that I know very well. So I'm kind of looking forward to it. Hal is like a best friend to me. We talk to each other every night before we go to sleep, talk to each other. We wake up in the morning. He wake me up, make sure I'm straight. I woke him up for a meeting the other day. We basically like best friends, but to come back to that, to have somebody like on the staff as one of your close friends, with same thing with Coach Marrone. He asked me about how I'm doing out here every day. He wanted to know if I'm doing good, if I'm running right, my leg feeling thing. So to have guys that actually care about you and come that's actually on the staff and you come to their team is actually a benefit for me.
Being around his new team, Williams feels he's on the right path to adapting to this Bills offense.
I don't want to say I'm master of the offense, but I kind of like market that as part of my game first. I try to master the offense first, and then so I can go out and play and just happen. But right now, that's what I'm kind of in the process of doing. But everything is looking like it's getting better and better every day. So me and EJ getting on the same plays. We sitting there working after practice, catching extra balls after practice. So hopefully we keep getting better every day, and the sky's the limit.
In addition to the success Williams wants on the field, he wants to be a successful father to his one-year-old son.
I want to be the biggest role model for him. I want to be the person he want to say, I want to be just like my dad, like nobody else. I kind of didn't have that, so I want him to be like, I want to be just like my dad. Like after practice, it's like he'd be ready to jump over the rails and come out here with me. So it's kind of exciting to have him seeing me catch the balls, have him seeing me go out there and play football. So, because that's kind of what I want him to do. But like I said, I want to be the biggest role model for him.
Another positive of being back in Buffalo is being close to his mother, who has been very influential throughout his life.
I tell people it's a story that came out about my mom. She really taught me how to play receiver. So she liked my biggest critic. It's like she go out and jump up for the ball or break down in your route. I was too slow off the ball. And she tell me things like that when people don't know. So it's like she sit in the stands and really she don't even watch the practice. She just watch me and critique me and then give me notes after practice on what I need to work on.
Right now, Williams takes it one day at a time.
My goals is rising as they go. I keep making more goals for myself, but I wanted to get my leg straight first, which I have got my leg straight. I wanted to go out and prove that to the people and the fans that I'm still the same receiver they know of. And I feel like I'm getting into that right now. I wanted to prove to EJ that it don't have to be a good ball for him to throw it to me. And I'm kind of getting those goals. I'm trying to master those goals right now. But basically my goal is to go out and just to be Mike Williams, like my mom always say. And that's what I'm planning on doing.
I'm Alexandra Vitale.